Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. As we begin this hour, President Barack Obama has just finished speaking in Nevada about a plan to overhaul the nation's immigration laws. The president threw his weight behind a bipartisan Senate proposal that, among other things, would tighten the nation's borders and provide a path to citizenship for many undocumented immigrants. Later in the show, we'll hear reaction from Massachusetts immigrant advocates and from critics who favor tougher immigration laws.
But first, we'll begin with an unprecedented effort to understand the long-term health effects of professional football. Among the risks, repeated blows to the head, which have been linked to violent behavior, depression, and the deaths of several players, including Junior Seau, a former linebacker for the New England Patriots who committed suicide last spring.
There's a lot at stake here for the National Football League, which faces more than 100 lawsuits from former players who allege the league did too little to protect them from the hazards of the sport. Now, the NFL Players Union has selected Harvard University to oversee an ambitious research project. The goal? To make the sport safer and to improve the health of active and retired players.
Dr. Lee Nadler will direct the football project. He's the Dean for Clinical and Translational Research at Harvard Medical School, and he joins us now. And, Doctor, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
Tell us about the scope of the study. I understand it will look at more than 1,000 retired players. What kinds of injuries will you be looking at?
We're trying to figure out who's at risk, how to mitigate risk, how to actually prevent what might happen, and then if necessary, if the injuries happen or if the ill effects of the sport happen, then how to treat it. So we picked the idea of 1,000 players because there's a lot of rumor and innuendo about the health of the players, but there's no accurate data. We really needed to start by finding the players, where they live in the country, asking them to join us. And then we're going to bring a team of NFL previous players as our recruiters and then bring to institutions locally, which we have worked with, and actually take histories, do physicals, study their joints, study their heart, study their neurologic system, pretty much everything, their psychosocial behavior, and look to see, equalizing for player position and number of years, who is really healthy, who are the healthiest players, who are the sickest. We know that you can be in the same position for the same number of years and have markedly different health. We need to figure out why, and once we know why, we can begin to mitigate some of the ill effects of playing football.
Mm. A lot of the focus that we hear talk about recently has been on head traumas, chronic traumatic encephalopathy, but you're going to be looking at all kinds of possibly related injuries, right?
Well, we actually think that our responsibility is the whole athlete, the whole player, their whole life. They start as high school players. They start as junior high school players. All of these young people also sustain the same injuries, risks, et cetera. Then they reach the NFL. They receive different types of treatments, different types of preventative strategies in their positions of each team. We're trying to figure out quite accurately how to identify those people who have the least damage so that we can figure out what's going on.
And what's the outcome that you, the sort of eventual outcome that you hope to achieve with this study? Will you be giving, for example, recommendations to the NFL on how to make football safer? Or is it up to them to accept your recommendations or not?
Our objective is to actually improve the quality of life of players while they play and when they become retired players. If we're highly successful and the study is for 10 years, not simply 5 years, we hope that over time it will begin to impact the length of their life. But right now, we want to do things that will impact the quality of their life right now. I think that's the essence of the study.
And are you free to pretty much take this study anywhere you want to take it? I mean, I assume the Players Union hasn't put any kind of limitations on where you might take this study.
Well, I think we wrote a very detailed application. So there are 6 aims in the study, and they're pretty simple. First aim is figure out what exists now that we can bring to the players now. Can we fix their ACLs? We think we have a way to do that. Can we make sure that their hearts are properly cared for? We think we have some ideas right now that can go into human experiments. We think there's some approaches to concussion right now. Second, right now, is to actually communicate with those players and actually anyone who plays contact sports. What's the right way to be to get treatment? What are the things to worry about? And the third thing right now is we're partnered with the Harvard Law School bioethicist to go out and speak to the players and their families where they live in groups to actually understand the concerns. The most important thing about our study is it's not a small number of people. We are reaching all across our university schools. We're reaching all across our academic healthcare centers. We call it our One Harvard approach, and we mean it. We're all coming together to do it.
For things to make a difference, though, the NFL at a certain point will sort of have to take on board what you say, and there's a lot at stake in a study like this for the NFL. Do you have any sense of whether the NFL will cooperate with you, will listen to you, will accept what you're going to be telling them in 5 years or 10 years?
Well, that's a decision for the NFL Players Association and the NFL. What they don't have right now is really good information to make decisions. So there's a lot of words and a lot of accusation. But we hope to give them is the information of what's the right thing to do, and then also strategies. We don't want to lessen this sport. We don't want to make the sport not exciting anymore, but there are ways of making sure that the player's health is well attended to. I think that's our objective. And I think, you know, for us, there are millions of young people who play football a year in the United States. There are lots and lots of other people who play contact sports, hockey, girls soccer, et cetera, that are equally dangerous in many ways. And what we learn will also help them. So the players are very altruistic here. But what they're really interested is not some fight about what the, you know, the rules and regulations are. It's how do we optimize their health? And they're taking control of it. This is their money. They have given up this $100 million from their own salaries and from their bonuses. And so they're investing in their own health. I think that's an extremely admirable thing for these people to be doing.
Well, Dr. Nadler, thanks so much for talking to us today. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.
That's Dr. Lee Nadler. He's Dean for Clinical and Translational Research at Harvard Medical School. He'll be directing a landmark study with the NFL Players Union of football injuries and illnesses. Thanks again for joining us, Doctor.
You're welcome.